This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by the facility coordinator of Bomber Mountain Civic Centre, Claudia Todd. Hello, Claudia, how are you?
Hello, Kate. Nice to see you.
And nice to see you as well. It's been a little while. I was interested in the Civic Centre here, the Bomber Mountain Centre. We all drive by it. You can't drive around Buffalo without actually encountering the building on one side or another. And we all know that it was an old school that's been sort of retrofitted, and there are things going on in here. I'd just like to sort of catch up with you a little bit. There was some conversation about a fire panel last year that needed to be updated, and that turned out to be a sort of an expensive adventure. But really, what is the status of the building? I think many people don't really know. They think that it's about to fall down, or they think it's sound, or they've heard maybe it has asbestos in it, or the boilers don't work. You're here every day. You're responsible for looking after it. What is the status of the building?
Well, I'm, number one, not an expert on buildings per se, but we rely on people that do. And in 2014, KLNA conducted a structural assessment of the Clear Creek Elementary School.
They're an engineering company.
Yeah, and it's submitted by Nelson Engineering in Buffalo. So Brent Bennett was dealing with this. And looking through those reports, when you look at the conclusion part, and everybody's happy, I can make copies if anybody would like to look at it. It says, in general, the building is in good structural conditions. And there are some things that are not perfect, but you always hear also that if you inhabit a building rather than not, it's much longer, the longevity is much longer. Is there anything wrong with the building? Not that I see it. It's a brick building. Is it the most fantastic looking place? It's not, but it is sound as far as the, I don't feel like I'm, you know, tomorrow the sky falls down.
And is that the same throughout the building? Because there are very sort of defined areas. There's two wings. There's one which has an upper level as well. Are they all structurally as sound as each other?
There is the bell tower that was built in 1909. Then there is the east wing. This is where everybody knows the Boys and Girls Club was in there. That is the 1949 edition. There's everything is fine. Does it look great on the upstairs? No, because we haven't done anything there. But as far as the structure is the same, then we have the 1956 edition, which is the West Wing, where the Sheridan College is in. And then we have the 1987 edition, which is this part, the small gym and the large gym and the kitchen. Those are all the newer part of it.
You're making it sound a bit like a sort of a bit of Lego all stuck together. So there are lots of different parts, but there is nothing that...
Not that I know. As I said, I'm not an expert, but there has been these reports from these companies that we rely on. Should it be done again? I don't know. It's been 10 years ago, but I mean, I don't think it's so much the structure what people may be referring to as much as it is the old pipelines or the old this and the old electrical. You know, I think that could use an update, and I'm thinking about this a lot. You know, could we afford to have the new panels put up and this and that? But it hasn't been done in a long time. You know, things get old, but sometimes the old stuff is better than the new, you know.
So you say there hasn't been any cost analysis done for sort of how much it would cost to put everything right?
In fact, I did, but I have not seen any new numbers. You know, things change all the time. We have talked to an electrical company to find out what would be the new panels cost or how far do we need to go to do this. As far as the roofing goes, you know, it's a membrane roof. There is issues. We do have some water sometimes. Thank God it's not raining all the time, but it's not the whole roof that's bad. It's here and there with these, windows that are...
The skylights. The
skylights, there you go. You know, around those sometimes there is some issues. The sun, the wind, the snow, I mean, it's not helping, but it's not the entire roof. So I don't see where it's not structural all right, but... I think it's in fine shape. As I said, it's dated, it's older, but it's what we have.
So you, I mean, what you're basically saying is, yeah, it's an old building. It needs tender love and care, just like any old building. But if you are thinking that, you know, we're just throwing money into something that's wasteful, that doesn't seem to be true.
I think here in my office, we're trying to be really conservative with the money. If there is an issue, we have to address it. If the roof is leaking, we do have to address it. If HVAC system is not great, and this is a newer system, you know, it's a computer. I have it on my computer in my office. I can see the whole entire building is out of a schematic, and you punch buttons and this and that and the other. This is very futuristic. I hear the other big center here in Buffalo has the same issues with the same thing. So is it the age? No, it's something that's really difficult because it is a big building.
Well, and as you pointed out, it is a building of sort of component parts as well, so you would imagine that there were some practical challenges with that. But let's talk about the money for a moment. Mm-hmm. I know that you are very into the figures and you're very German in your detail about that. How much does it cost to keep this building open and viable on an annual basis?
Well, we figured about with my salary, with utilities and everything else that kind of comes up every month, about $146,000 to $150,000, roughly.
Okay, so that's what it costs to have this building here and functioning and operating. And in a minute, I'm looking forward to you telling me about all the things that happen in this building, because I think they're surprising. And there are some very interesting things. So it costs about $145,000 and so on. Where does the money come from? How is the money coming in to support the facility?
The money is coming from the city and the county, usually, and depending on what they can and can't do, we're getting $70,000 from the city and $70,000 from the county. And that's how we operate under. We do. I do some grants in here from the rec board because there's a lot of rec users. About a third is rec users. So we get between $10,000 and $12,000 a year for rec usage. That helps. And then city and county give us a lot. We tried to do some other grants. Haven't been possible for whatever reason. But generally is that it goes all in operating.
And I think we should mention that the building, responsibility for the building, it does come under the JOCO First Joint Powers Board.
Correct.
And that's a separate issue that we can discuss another time. But that's who controls that
Correct.
Money and whether it's being properly spent and so on. What kind of income are you making?
So the annual income is based on my 15 to 16 renters. That I have. Some are, one of the renters is actually the wool mill in Buffalo. That's one of our renters, and of course Sheridan College, and there's other smaller ones. Annually, we're making about $221,000. That's about $20,000, between $18,000 and $20,000 a month is what the income is.
So if you do that math, the facility is actually making a profit.
It is, if maintenance and repair is not going to kill us.
Yeah. And, well, do they kill you? I mean, are you constantly finding little things that are totaling and add up to big sums of money?
It does add up fast. I think commercial is always different. You don't know when they work on things, if this is always, you know, it's, at home it's a little easier to check over. It's a complicated system. I think commercially it's a little more expensive anyways, you know, and it's a few thousand dollars easy to add for a visit or something. That's nothing new. I'd like to mention also that the $220,000 is just from the income for the renters that are here. But there's also another aspect that when we rent out the spaces, large gym, small gym, the kitchen, any other room, the lawns, any of this kind of stuff, we're collecting rent. Nobody's in here anymore that is not getting charged for something. If it's $40, I don't care. That's $40 I didn't have yesterday. And so with that being said, in the 6-7 months, in the winter time, fall, spring, and winter, we're adding another $12,000 to $14,000 to the $200,000.
So you find your occupancy and your usage is greater over those cooler months when people aren't outside enjoying the summertime.
Right. Right now we're not very busy. Everybody wants to be outside unless we have a funeral wedding coming in. The rest, really, people want to be out. All the rec users are out, but come September, weather bad, we are slammed. And so that's rec users we don't charge, but funerals, weddings, any kind of a fundraiser we're having, the banquets we do have here, we charge for it. We're trying to be fair. We don't want to lose them. We work with people if they're here multiple days because we don't want to lose that business. But we do charge them. And so that's the additional, it came out to between $1,800 and $2,000 in the winter months. So you have to add that as well. So we do have an income off if you do it all, if I do it correctly, and I hope I do, it's about $233,000. I mean, that is something, what other building has that income, that size?
So this basically is a standalone self perpetuating facility, and it may not be the prettiest, as you say. I mean, it is an old school, it is component parts and so on, but it pays for itself and it puts some money in the bank.
It looks like it, let's put it that way. As I said, the only thing that we always deal with is some kind of maintenance sometimes, so we're trying to do some capital expenditure, and that you have to consider too. You know, we have now all four doors that are glass doors. We put a new carpet in here. When we're talking a new carpet, we're talking $9,000 in this front side or the south entrance. But it needed to be done. You know, people are falling over it, anything. We did some other things. The kitchen over there, the teaching kitchen, you know, it wasn't usable when we took it over from the Boys and Girls Club. We couldn't do anything with it, so we tried to update it. So that costs a little money. But you can't earn money or make money if you don't put a little bit into it when it never has been, you know, remodeled at all.
So
you know?
This leads beautifully into what is here. You know, what kind of things are here? I think, you know, some people may be aware that there's been a bit of maybe rollerblading sometimes and pickleball, and, you know, there's sometimes indoor practices for sports, either whether they're curricular from outside of the school or whether they're from, you know, just private clubs of some sort, have come here and used the facility on a short-term basis. But what is here?
So generally speaking, I would say we're a multifaceted building. Like you said, we have the rec users here, and the rec users mean all sorts of sports. It's the CrossFit, it's the volleyball, the soccer, baseball, all of these. Volleyball, we have them all. We are the overflow from the high school. The high school is doing maintenance. The high school can't take them because they have other things going on. I get the call, you know. The same with the Y. We have the senior citizens here 3 times a week in the wintertime. They're doing their exercises here in the gym. We do have the pickleballers that come mostly every day, actually, for hours at a time. In the mornings, we have the Christian Academy. In the wintertime, they don't have any space outside. They're coming here when it's cold. We do have the homeschoolers here. They spend some time in gyms. We have a little daycare that uses the gym. We do events. We have conferences. We have retreats. We just ended up last week having the CPA retreat here from Wyoming. We had the Wyoming Bankers Association, 75 people here for 3 days. We're doing a lot of things. We're doing funerals. We do weddings. And weddings, interestingly enough, again, we're saying this building is not the greatest. And I asked these young newlyweds, you know, Hampton Inn is down the road, and this would be a little, gives you a little more the atmosphere by the creek and this kind of thing. They don't care. The people that come here, they're in for the price. The price is right for them. They don't care about how it looks. They want to get it done and over with. I asked that multiple times. It takes a certain person, and they love this kind of setting. And when you work the building, believe it or not, those gyms, and you make it cute. And some I've seen things, I was blown away how you can really work it, you know, with some lighting and with some nice tablecloth and decoration, so on. So I think it's a very well used, diverse group that comes in here.
So tell me about some of your renters, because you have a number of very small businesses who maybe couldn't afford a commercial space somewhere. Maybe they couldn't afford a commercial space on Main Street, which would make sense to them, but they don't really need a commercial space on Main Street. Or maybe they've just grown a little bit too big to literally be in their house anymore. What sort of businesses do you have here?
It's a mixture of profit and for-profit, non-profit and for-profit, very diverse. We have the Department of Agriculture here. We do have for example, another one, very interesting, Wyoming Council on Problem Gambling. Nobody would know that. We do have, we have several church groups here that are doing their church here, and they're having their events here. We do have the Johns County Mentoring Program in here with Mark Wilson. The county is actually renting one of those outside buildings here, which is fantastic because they're really helpful in the wintertime with snow plowing. If I need some help, they're helping me with the marquee, which is fantastic. Great relationship there. We do have also, which is a for-profit in this case, a tattoo parlor in here. We have Rye Technologies. We have the Soul Sisters that are trying to stay on Main Street, but couldn't. They couldn't afford anything else.
And they're
quilters. Quilt shop, yes. And they're in here, and they're, I asked them several times. They're super happy for right now. They might want to sell anything, but they seem like always busy having somebody in there. We do have Rocking K Creations. He does acrylic signs for the SWAT teams and other people, and some ornaments. We have Eterna Fresh down there with the freeze-dried food, an entrepreneur person, and then the Johnson County School District is in here during the school year and doing culinary classes 4 days a week. So it's a daycare, as I said. Maybe we have safety meetings from WyoDec in here. It's a wide variety. We have the Sheridan College, not to forget, in here as well. They use that West Wing, and they're having their classes, CNA classes, the OSHA and MSHA classes, and then workforce development is in here as well. You could do your GED at this building. So I think we have an electrician in here as well.
So do you know what your sort of annual footfall is, so to speak? Do you know how many people are kind of making use of this building?
About 35,000 people a year. And that's counting the people that are coming here multiple times. You know, you have the basketball club or the baseball club. They're having 10 people 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. I'll multiply that for the months they're here, plus the events, plus we have the election here in election years. That's 1,000 people a day, because I asked them how many people, you know, went mm-hmm. through this system. So it's in the best year before COVID in 2019, we had about 39,000 people. That was the highest, and went basically down, and then we're up to about 29,000, 30,000, 35,000 in that case.
There's a large numbers of people for a town this size. I mean, admittedly, you do mention people coming from somewhere else and mm-hmm. using this as a point to kind of gather and meet mm-hmm. and have a conference or a convention and so on, but that's still a significant number of people. Is your rent comparable? Is it cheaper? Do you you know, how does your, do you incentivize, are you an incubator of some sort by incentivizing with lower rents? Are there terms and limits to how long somebody can be here for?
The rule of thumb that I'm using here, just because the rooms are not 100% perfect, is about 50 cents per square foot. I look at the bill. I look at the space. Is it rentable? Number one, if the renter is willing to paint and does his own thing and uses his own paint or his own time to do it, I'll give him a break for the first month. And then it'll get, you know, we'll charge them a little more. We have an escalating clause in there a couple of years now. But some of those spaces, especially the basement, does not have a heater. Unless...
So that's what you mean by not perfect.
Not perfect. There is, yeah. Unless they have computers that keep them warm, and because it's a basement, it's doable. But I've heard a few times, you know, they put space heaters in. Again, they're doing this. They cleaned it up. They did the work. I cannot ask them for market rent, and I will not, because it's not perfect. But I can ask something to get it started, to help them. And hopefully in a year or two, they're out the door. And we've seen it several times that people are now on Main Street. They do have their own place. They're not in here anymore, and they moved on, which that's what we want. Some people might be always here, like the Department of Ag. I love it because we have three commercial kitchens, and she's just here and goes in and says, we need this done. Boom, boom, boom. We're done because she's here. We don't have to ask her to come. She is right there. There's something else I wanted to say, and I lost my
So that you have a, I'm struck by just how many people there are that come through here and how many different things there are. I'm not sure that everybody in our community realizes just what a central point it is. I mean, most people will have walked through the building for some reason or another, but maybe not all the time. What you're describing actually is a facility that's very sound and robust and is of tremendous use for the public, even if it doesn't look exactly like we'd want a community centre or a civic centre of some sort to look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, as I said, it's not perfect. Is Buffalo perfect? No, it's not. I think that people that have hesitancy to do an event here because it is just a gym, what I tell them always, I said after the second drink, it doesn't matter. We're trying the best we can as far as the decorations. We help where we can. We have some here again. But that is the price, you know. It's the difference between $1,500, $2,000 to pay at a nice hotel with a nice ambiance. And then here, it's maybe $500 dollars at the most. There's the difference. And people know this. And I've seen in the 25 years a shift from these very high-end weddings at a ranch, you know, with a big tent. They're all, maybe they're still there, but I've seen a lot of shift. I don't care so much anymore. I'd like to have it done, over with it. I'd rather spend the money on the honeymoon or on a house or on a car instead of that big, fat wedding, so to speak, if that makes sense.
Looking forward, what do you see? You've been here 8 years. What do you see going forward? There's been lots of conversation over the years, ever since, I think, this building was reopened, as to what the future is, and it always seems to feel like it's a little bit kicking the can down the road, and it's not, there are no long-term plans. The community probably does not have stomach for a lot to knock it down and put something fancy and modern and new and fresh up, although many people would probably like to have that. We just don't really want to have to pay for it. What do you see going forward?
That's a good question. I would like to forward this question maybe to the officials and see how they want to deal with this. We do the best we can with what we have, I think. If somebody has...
Is the building full?
Downstairs it is, except the principal's office bell tower. Everything else is full, yes.
So how much space is that there's left?
It's probably, well, it's the upstairs. And right now it's not rentable much because we haven't done anything, no elevator, no nothing. And unless there's foot traffic, we can't even do that. We have the
Would
yoga
you need
studio.
An elevator to be compliant to be able to use it?
If you have foot traffic, yes. Now if it's an office and it's some person, I've rented out here in their rooms all the time. That's not a problem. But it is a problem when you do have foot traffic. It's not. So I've concentrated on the bottom of this, which is about maybe 35,000 square foot, and have not done, and I'm waiting for some input from the officials what the future can bring, or what can we do, what are the opportunities, you know, instead of always harping on what's not working, what is working, and what do we have, and can we build onto this? You know, I had some ideas with working this north lawn. Can we do something different with it? Can we add a gazebo in it where people get, you know,
of course, it is worth mentioning you currently are hosting the farmers market this year.
Correct.
So you are expanding outside a little bit.
Right. Loving Junkin Show is out there in July with Longmire Days. We try to utilize that a little more. Otherwise, you know, it just sits there and it's a beautiful part. It's downtown Buffalo. Yeah, we're trying the best we can. I would like a little guidance from the officials to see where are we going, what are we doing, what is the board thinking. They're hashing it out, but there has not been anything that's, you know, concrete or.
Well, thank you for taking us through the building, literally, explaining everything that's here, explaining, you know, what you as somebody who sits here every day and is responsible for making sure that the building is maintained, and you have renters for whom you're responsible too. Obviously, they're paying rent, maybe not very much, but, you know, their health and well-being and security and so on is important too, and explaining everything that's happening in here and, you know, with an eye to the future. Let's see what happens. Claudia, yes. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Kate, for having me.